welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, I'm just going to transition into it. There's really no other way to do it. But have you ever met somebody famous? Who here has met somebody that was like legitimately famous? All right, let's hear a couple. All right, who'd you meet, Raj? The guy who played Jaws in James Bond. Okay, did he still have the teeth? All right, it's a good day to meet him without the teeth, right? All right, couple more. Come on, let's hear. Who'd you meet, John? What's that? Phil Driscoll, great guy. John behind you. Joe Piscopo, man. All right. You met him? All right. Yes, sir. Dan Marino. Come on. Now we're talking Dolphins. 70 to 20. Come on. Last week. Go ahead, Nancy. Wrestling team. Nice. Nice. Yes, ma'am, Miss Aaron. Nice. Yeah, nice. So, all right. So, did you say Andy Warhol? Warful. Oh, okay. Got you. Awesome. All right. Couple more. Mike. Zach Wild. Steve Vai. You're heading towards where I'm heading. Okay. Randy. Prince Charles. Nice. David. Wow. Okay. Last. All right. Come on. You guys are all fired up now. Let's just keep going. Buzz Aldrin, first astronaut on the moon. All right, Elise. Neil Armstrong, Jenna Met. Oh, okay. Sorry. Hold on, Elise. I can't hear you. Oh, nice. Stevie Wonder. That'd be a good one. Carl. David Robinson. Nice. Okay, Jenna works at the astronaut people, so I thought, you know, that she said, all right, a couple more. No more hands. Over here and over here. Last two. Go ahead. Jesus. Amen. That's where we're heading. It's blowing my whole message. Thanks. All right. You guys can go home now. No. Randy Travis. Okay. All right. One more. Say it again. Molly Shannon. Right? Cool. All right. So listen. Here's what happens. How many of you guys remember Beatlemania? Let's watch this video real quick, and then I'll come right back. Some of y'all, I'm going to take some of y'all older folks back to the day.
I love them. I don't care what anybody thinks. I love the Beatles for them, and I'll always love them. Even when I'm 105 and an old grandmother, I'll love them. And Paul McCartney.
There's Marco. All right, watch this guy lose his hat. Oh, man, it's getting trampled. Oh, dude, that's the end of the hat right there. Are the cops actually excited to go see the Beatles? Because it looks like more cops than people.
Look at the man going that way. We came here.
Listen. They don't even let you see them. Right? All right, let's take, think about that. They're fighting to try to see these famous people, right? Who's more famous than Jesus? Right? But are we crying like that on our way to church? Like, I came all the way to church and we had worship and I just wanted to see him and they wouldn't let me. How about NSYNC? How many of you guys remember NSYNC? You know, like, right? Okay, we got an NSYNC fan in the back. Was it bad, Adam? Was it bad? It was bad, wasn't it? She's like, ah, really bad. Okay, yeah. Anyone else? NSYNCers? Really? I'm shocked. Okay, so how about Backstreet Boys? See, you guys know, you're older crowd. You're all Beatlemania folks, but, you know, actually, all right, let's take it to the younger crowd. How about Justin Bieber? Right? Anybody, you know, some of y'all are like, I don't want to meet that guy, whatever. Some people are like, but listen, man, we did a video one time. Jenna had a Justin Bieber crush, and we actually moved all of this stuff into her brother Jason's room, and the church I was at before did a video of him, and they just said, it was called like Cribs or Crash Your Pad or something, and we acted like his room was like this Bieber shrine, and they played it in front of the whole youth group and everything, and he was so embarrassed. It was hilarious, but like, he's laying in his bed and you look up on the ceiling. We had a poster of Justin Bieber on the wall and everything like that. But, you know, people freak out sometimes when they supposedly get to meet important people, people like celebrities, different politicians, things like that. You know, if you got to meet the president of the United States, you know, it would be a big deal. And how about religious people as well? Like if the Pope walked in here, everybody'd be like, it's the Pope. And then we would hope he would worship with us. Okay. But, you know, I started thinking about this and I looked back in my own life and I was like, all right, before I knew the Lord, and now I know the Lord. But before I knew the Lord, I was like, who would I, if I had everything in the world going and I could meet anybody, who would I want to meet? And guess what my answer was? Van Halen. You know, because in my high school, I was the Jeff Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High of my high school. Look at, this is me and Lisa back in the early days. But I was Spicoli, man. I was like, yo, what's up, everybody? You know, and then I met a wonderful girl, and she changed my whole life. Thank goodness, right? I needed changing. But you know what? I was like Jeff Spicoli, you know, in the movie it says that he rescued Brooke Shields from drowning and hired Van Halen to play his birthday party with the money. You know, that would have been me. I would have done the same thing probably, but you can bring that down. Dying to Know You. Okay, there we go. That's the title of the message today. Dying to Know You, because here's the deal. As a Christian now, if I said, who would I want to meet if I could meet anybody? And it would be Jesus, wouldn't it? It'd be God. It'd be the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. I want to meet them face to face. We look in Scripture and it says Moses talked to God face to face. Enoch walked with God and then he wasn't. God loved him so much he just took him to heaven. You know, there's two people that actually were taken by God and they haven't died yet. But the Bible says it's appointed unto every man once to die and then the judgment, right? So you've got Elijah and Enoch, two people that were taken away and never died. Guess what? I believe they're the two witnesses that are going to return in Revelation and they're going to lay in the streets for days and the whole world's going to watch them be raised from the dead. You know, I believe that God loved them and they talked to God so intimately and so face to face that God's like, I've got a special moment for you. When the whole world is going to recognize and realize that I'm real, it's going to be because I'm going to raise you two from the dead just like I raised my son from the dead in front of the whole world. You know that God raised his son from the dead in front of the whole world, right? He did that. But that's just a little side note. Sorry, rabbit trail. But I want to meet God face to face. That's what I said. And I think about this. I want God to be my best friend. Wouldn't that be cool? Like, your best friend is God. You have that ability. And there's a reason why, and we're going to look at that today. So here's the problem, though. You know, when you want to meet with God face to face, you want him to be your friend, then you have to spend time with him. How many of you guys had a best friend growing up or whatever, and you were inseparable? Oh, I'm spending the night at your house on Friday. You're spending the night at my house on Saturday. Then we're going to camp out. We're going to do this. We're going to go here. We're going to go do that. We're inseparable, friends of friends. That's what I believe God wants to have with each and every one of us, a relationship like that. But the problem is this, I forget to spend time with just him. See, I was recently challenged. We went away to a conference and this 92-year-old guy got in the pulpit. 92-year-old guy, literally, you know, I mean, somebody was like watching him, but he popped up the stairs and just scooted right on over to the pulpit. And I'm like, this guy's 92. And what do you think he said? He stood in that pulpit and he said, you know what? People aren't going to ask you how good you did at your job when you get to be 92. It's not about, you know, all the stuff you've acquired in your life anymore. He asked this question and he challenged us. He said, is Jesus your friend? Like, talk to every day, never apart, best friend. And I was like, yeah. I was like, ooh. I was thinking to myself, because, you know, in that moment, you take a deeper look at yourself. Anybody ever taken a deeper look at yourself? It's scary. It's scary to take a deeper look at yourself and to look at yourself in the eyes of God and go, is God my best friend? Because I've been living my life for God for 35 years. And I had to look at myself and say, I'm still way too self-focused. Even after 35 years, I'm still too self-focused, and I'm the pastor. Right? I'm the one that everybody's looking to show the way. Pastor, show us the way to get closer to Jesus and have him be our best friend. Well, that means if you're going to show somebody how to get somewhere, you got to be there yourself. Right? So I was challenged by this 92-year-old guy. I'm like, thanks, 92-year-old guy. I'm 56. How many more years do I get to work this out? You know, because I'm sure he just arrived. But listen, I'm not saying I don't know God. I do. So you can relax. Your pastor does know who Jesus is. But there's greater depths that God wants to take us. See, that's what I want to talk to you about, is going deeper with God, finding those intimacy moments, those places with God that nobody else but you and him can go. And I know and have figured out how to get there. Does anybody want to know how to get there? You have to die. Are you dying to know God today? Lord, I'm dying to know you. See, to find the Godhead, you need to die. Die to yourselves and live with God and for God for the rest of your lives. That's what I mean by dying to know you. Are you willing to lay that down, that lay your life down for him? I can hear you guys are all sitting there. You got real quiet on that one. Why do I have to die? I don't want to die. I like living. Doesn't sound fun, does it? Dying. It's like spend my whole life trying to stay alive, Pastor. See, when we die, that's where we find the heart of God. You want to find the heart of God? Begin to lay your life down. Begin to die to yourself and reach your life towards God in your life. You see, Jesus knew this is what it took. Jesus died. And in dying, he released resurrection power. Somebody say resurrection power. See, we need resurrection power in our life. And in order to find those places with God, we've got to be walking under the anointing and the power of God unlike any other way that we've ever done it before. See, there's a problem. A sinful man and a sinful woman cannot stand in the presence of God. It's impossible because God is holy. God is holy and we are not. There's only one human being that ever achieved the holiness of the Godhead, and that was Jesus himself. It's the only flesh apart from when man fell. Before they fell, yes, they were. But every person that came from Adam and Eve after that had a sin nature, had sin living in them, and were unworthy to stand in the presence of a holy God. It was not possible. Your sin separated you from God. Isaiah 59:2 says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. Like, oh man, that's not good news. It's kind of a bummer. What do you mean? God can't be my friend. In that moment in Isaiah, God's not your friend. He cannot hang out with you. So what changed? Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Anybody here in the all category? Anybody that's not in the all category? I didn't think so, because that puts me in the all category too. Romans 6:23. You know, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, Jesus died to give us the ability to know the Father. We had this sin problem and it needed to be fixed. If we wanted to have Jesus as our best friend, the Holy Spirit is our best friend, and that our Heavenly Father is our best friend, then our sin problem had to get dealt with. And guess what? You were powerless to fix it. There was nothing you could do. You were done. Finito. Finished. No go. No pass. Go collect $200 for you. So God had to intervene. He had to do something. And what did he do? He sent his only son that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Okay, let's look at that eternal life. It's right there. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. So we say this a lot around here. It's all we got to get in Christ. We've got to be hidden and covered and cleansed and washed by the blood of Jesus. And what God does is he takes an unholy person and he makes them holy with the blood of Jesus. You know, and we see in Egypt when they were being delivered from Egyptian slavery, and you've been a slave to sin, just like the Egyptian people were holding the Israelites as slaves. And we saw a great victory come where God delivered the people and the great Exodus began, but it all started with the blood being put on the doorpost of the doors and the angel of death coming and destroying the firstborn. Okay? But the angel of death passed over anywhere that they saw the blood. And that's what's happened to us. The blood has been applied to the doorpost of our lives, and the angel of death is now passing over us, because the wages of sin is what? But the gift of God is eternal life. So now we have been set free from death. It says, death, where is your sting? You know, but in return for that, though, there's still a death that has to take place in our lives. We have to die to ourselves. You see, it's only in him dying that we could live. Sin required death, and your sin required your death. But Jesus paid the price for your death with his own death. And he who knew no sin became sin for you so that you could be made the righteousness of God in him. You see, the cross of Christ opened the door to a relationship with the Holy God. Once Jesus died, he said, "It is finished. I've opened the door. They can come in. They can be your friend. They can hang out with you. All they have to do is give their lives to me." They have to die. Not physically, at least yet. Could come to that the way the world's going. For now, we're safe. Maybe. But the wages of sin is death. So Jesus became the sacrifice for our sin. And the cross is where he died. So what is this cross thing? What's up with the cross? Because the Bible says, take up your cross and follow him. What is he saying? He's saying, you're going to have to die. You need to die. If you want to know me, you're going to have to lay some things down in your life. Does that make sense? Because in Hebrews 9:22 it says, "In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness." God forgives you, and he sacrificed his son, and the blood's been shed, but you have a free will. You still have to choose to place yourself under the blood of Jesus in your life. That's where you die. That's where you say, "I am going to surrender who I am, and I'm going to die to myself, and I'm going to place myself under Christ and allow him to show me how to live for God and not for myself." Because we're selfish. I'm not speaking that over everybody, but we are. My wife's like, "You don't confess that over people." In general human nature, we are selfish. It's not you. I'm not speaking that over you. But if the shoe fits, put it on. So now we by faith come to the cross, and the cross is where we die. Matthew 16:24-25, Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me." Well, why do I need to bring that cross with me? Because you're going to need it every day. You're going to need it every hour, every minute. And maybe some of you need it every second. My wife will tell you, man, she says, "You need to quit putting that thing down. You need to carry it." She's like, "I'm going to get you a backpack version." You see, our ability to meet God today is found in our ability to die. You can go as deep with God as you want. If you will lay your life down, he will take you places you've never thought you could ever go with him. But you got to die. I know that's great news. But you can choose to, you know, you're not unsaved if you choose to keep living and not do everything that God has for you. If you've accepted his son, you're saved. I'm not trying to make anything, any kind of a weird doctrine or anything, but if you want to go deep, man, everybody says, "Well, it's all grace, Pastor." It is all grace. But he still expects you through that grace to die.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
What's going on, everybody? Pastor Kevin here with God's Rock. Just wanted to let you know that Friday the 13th, we're going to be in Cocoa Village. We're bringing in a hard rock band, The Protest, with special guest Marshall Huffman. Friday, October the 13th. That's right, Friday the 13th, we're going to rock the hell out of you at the Community Activity Center located at 215 Oak Street in Cocoa, Florida, right in the traffic circle there at Cocoa Village. Come on down. It's free admission. Showtime is 7 p.m. You don't want to miss The Protest. For more information, go to 321-749-7234 or look us up at godsrock.life. That's godsrock.life.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.